I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Another day at Euro 2020 means another official England podcast. The Germany game is done and dusted. Attention now turns to Ukraine in Rome on Saturday night. It's an absolutely colossal game for the Three Lions, with the prize being a place in the semi-finals. I'm Adam Smith, here to bring you all the latest exclusive news and interviews from inside the camp. Yesterday, I spoke to the England gaffer Gareth Southgate in what was an extremely fascinating chat. It is well worth a listen if you haven't already. However, today the show must go on, and I have another stellar episode lined up. Here's what's coming up. I'll be filling you in on everything making a splash at St George's Park. We'll be hearing from England's number one, Jordan Pickford, when he spoke to the press.
Be on our A game come Saturday against Ukraine. We know it's going to be a tough game.
Fullback and creator of our breakthrough goal on Tuesday, Luke Shaw, stepped into the Lions' den.
You know, the last day or two has been unbelievable. I swear to God, I've not felt, you know, this happy in a long while.
I'll be catching up with my mate inside the camp, Josh Denzel himself.
We're a team on the field. It's like, now we've got each other's backs at every opportunity.
England's midfield general Declan Rice was in the diary room.
You know, if I weren't a footballer myself, I'd be in the crowd.
And I spoke exclusively to the one and only Jordan Henderson.
To be fair, I don't think it was just him. I think everybody had some naughty budgie smugglers on.
So get out of bed, jump in the shower, brush your teeth, put the kettle on, and let's get cracking.
You're listening to the official England podcast.
It's great seeing the camp in positive, optimistic spirits ahead of Saturday, but the overriding mood is one of focus. Yesterday, it was the turn of England's number one keeper, Jordan Pickford, to chat to the media. He had one heck of a game on Tuesday, didn't he? And here's what he had to say.
Yeah, it was a good game. And for me, it was a good game. I was in the moment. And I've got to be in the moment for England. And I felt I was there. And making the saves when I've got to, you know. And train hard all week with Marge and the other keepers, and to make them saves on match days pleasing. So yeah, for me it was an all-round performance. You just got to be ready, you know. Concentration levels have got to be high, and I've just got to be 100% all the way through the game. Sometimes you don't have too much to do. Two or three saves against Germany, a couple of crosses, bit of distribution, but I've got to be concentrated throughout the match. Everyone's working hard to keep them clean sheets, because you know, tournament football, clean sheets are key. And it just gives us a basis of keeping clean sheets will keep us progressing and give the lads up front the opportunity to go and score goals. Beating Germany was a massive game for us as a nation and massive game for us in a tournament football base. Then we just need to be on our way game come Saturday against Ukraine. We know it's going to be a tough game. Every game's tough, so we'll be ready for Ukraine on Saturday.
You're listening to the official England podcast.
Right, joining me on the official England podcast right now, a man that got so excited when England scored he lost a tooth. It is the Lions dentist presenter. Do you see what I've done there? It is Josh Denzel. My mate, Josh. How you doing, mate?
I'm good. I got my tooth back. Been to the team. I'm happy. I'm happy. Like I said before, I'm happy to lose as many teeth as it needs. The tooth fairy is going to be very busy if we win in the quarterfinals. Exactly.
I love the commitment. Now, you had Luke Shaw on Lions Den say, lovely guy, isn't he, Luke? We had him on the podcast last week. Top man. And I imagine he was in great spirits. And people, it's not that I keep saying the same thing, but everyone is in great spirits, aren't they? Because England doing so well.
Not wrong. Come over smiling. great mood. It's still buzzing from the Germany game, saying like it's one of the best atmospheres he's ever played in. He said he felt like a fan when the goal went in. You know what I mean? It was like it takes over, doesn't it? When you're winning, the mentality and the vibes just keep getting better and better and better.
Yeah, we're gonna, as we always do, play in bits of your chat with him from Lions Den. So this is what Luke Shaw had to say on that iconic win against the Germans.
First question: how are you?
I'm brilliant.
I can see by the smile on your face.
So good. It's I don't know. We were just having a little chat then, weren't we, about it? And I don't know, everything about, you know, the last day or two has been unbelievable. I swear to God, I've not felt, you know, this happy in a long while. And you know, I'm hoping that all the fans sort of feel that way that we do too.
Yeah, just echoing exactly what you said, Josh. Everyone still buzzing. It's just great to hear him talk about that win, isn't it?
Definitely. And like he was saying that it was one of them things where he's like, before the game, he's texting Deck. He's like, I'm ready right now. It's like maybe like 12 o'clock at night. So I want to get to Wembley ASAP. I can't wait. And then to obviously get the win. And he's saying that just the atmosphere and the coach on the way back and in the dressing room on the pitch. It was like something he'd never experienced. Yeah, and you know, I'm not surprised that he wants to stay at St. George's Park, because having been in and around it, like what's not to like? That everyone gets on, everyone, the group is amazing, and the results are coming off the back of it as well.
It's nice you said that, actually, because it brings me very eloquently and nicely onto the next clip that we're going to show from Lions Den. This is him talking about the team spirit and the camaraderie. I absolutely love this.
Yeah, the experience has been amazing. I think, obviously, like you just said, that the spirit of the squad, the togetherness is, you know, is, I'll be honest, something I've not experienced before. I don't know, probably you even feel it from just seeing all the lads together, and you know, when you see us, and you can probably see how close everyone is. I think everyone's so close and gets on so well. And I think like the way they've made St. George's Park as well has been unbelievable. I think, you know, there's been things to do. We were speaking earlier about how quick it's actually gone.
Yeah,
it don't even feel, sometimes, you know, it can feel a bit of a drag, and you know, when you're away for a while. But I feel like, what, we've been here for like nearly a month or maybe over a month, and it's gone so quick, and it just shows that, you know, time's flying, but we're enjoying it.
Mate, do you know what I loved about that is when he said he's not experienced anything like this before. I mean, huge credit's got to go to Gareth and the coaching staff for creating this environment. I mean, it just looks like the players are so switched on the pitch, but also have so much to keep themselves busy off the pitch as well, which is so important, mate, isn't it?
100%. And with Luke, you know, he was saying that he didn't really know Bukayo before he came to camp, and now he's like, he wants him to be his little brother and stuff like that. And then everyone, even Raz, come on the show and was like, I've started, you know what I mean, like linking up and spending more time with people that I maybe didn't know as well, who I've been to camps with before. And it's just, they've curated this environment where it's just so easy to knock about with people, so easy to build new friendships. And we're seeing that, like, not just in and around the camp, on the pitch, on the coach, the banter's flying between everyone there. You know what I mean? It's not just like, all right, we're a team on the field. It's like, now we've got each other's backs at every opportunity.
And mate, the chemistry between us is improving so much week on week. It's almost like you knew what I was going to say next, read the script, because I was about to talk about Bukayo Saka, because if anyone didn't watch Lions Den, this was superb. Here is Luke Shaw talking about Bukayo Saka.
We talked a lot about like the relationships and the morale in the camp. Like, you came over and you look at the golf and you said, is Bukayo going to be involved and stuff? And it's, seeing someone like Bukayo, and you called him like your little brother on Instagram posts, you came over and said, listen, we love him, like everyone loves him. How nice is it to see someone like that come in and thrive in a squad like this?
Honestly, mate, I love him.
I can see
it. I'd just love it if he was like my child or something. Honestly, I love him like that. He's, I feel like you could ask anyone in the squad and everyone would say the same thing out. What a good guy he honestly is. Yeah. He's, you know, obviously I didn't know him before I come to the camp, and I didn't know what he would be like, but honestly, I've got on so well with him. Like I said, he's just, I'd love him to be my brother. He's so cool, he's so funny, he makes everyone laugh. And he don't mean it.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
He's not like a loud person, but he's just, the way he is, the even the way he speaks, he's just so funny, mate. And I think like someone like that in the camp is good to have. And I think, you know, he gets everyone laughing, and, you know, we just all love him and appreciate the way he is.
And he can also ball.
Oh, he's unbelievable, isn't he?
Yeah,
and he's still only 19. That's the scary thing. And I think he just takes everything in his stride. You know, he's not fazed by anything. And of course, when he come in, he's been brilliant so far. And you know, I keep telling him, hopefully he keeps it up, and he keeps impressing everyone.
Mate, this seems to be a bit of a theme, doesn't it? Everyone loving Bukayo Saka and sort of like looking after him in a way, isn't it? Like younger brother vibe.
Definitely. Like everyone we've had on Lion's Den is like, oh, mate, did you see what Bukayo done here? Did you see what Bukayo done there? We love Bukayo. And like, I don't know what he's doing. What's in the water here that Bukayo's been feeding him? Because they all love him. And I think that's like, I guess he does give off the younger brother vibes. Like, I remember meeting Bukayo outside the Emirates years ago. And when he was just a young kid, and I remember that, he remembered that. It's just, he's got one of them personalities that just clicks with people, do you know what I mean? And that's, it's just, he's a lovely character to have around the camp, even when, you know, when he comes over, he has a little knockabout, he causes some mischief, like, he is like that younger brother that you go, go on, do that, and he goes, yeah, why not? And he's an unbelievable character.
I remember seeing the arrivals video that England did when all the players came, and Bukayo was just greeting them, saying, have you got all your documents? And everyone just loved him. It's really nice to see that. And of course, you must have loved hearing that Luke Shaw and a lot of the boys are big Love Island fans, because of course, you're there working for England, and of course, you're ex-Love Island. So I mean, that just must have been, you know, pat on the back to you there.
Yeah, do you know what it is? I think the good thing was, obviously, when I was in Love Island, it was World Cup in Russia 2018.
I remember you telling me about this, actually.
It's a weird one, because obviously, I missed that tournament. So I know what the guys in Love Island for, they always come to me for like those little bits, tidbits of information. What's it really like? What's going on here? Will they find out about the scores? And I'm like, geez, they won't know a thing. But it's another way just to bring the players together. They'll watch it on the big screen together on the sofas, and it's something to chat about and keep them busy.
And the other thing I wanted to ask you, you are of course our eyes and ears there, so tell us what's been going on, because it's quite a big logistical change now, isn't it? Players, I believe at the time of recording, they're traveling to Rome tomorrow, so big change, isn't it, for the players? This
Yeah, big change. No Wembley, heading down to Rome, and they'll set up there for the game and come back straight after the game. It's huge. It's massive. It's gonna be different. Luke was saying, do you know what I mean? If it's one of those ones where you get used to something, you get used to winning in a certain way, and they're gonna have to have to work out. All right, okay, some things are changing, but the mentality stays the same. The vibes stay the same. The results stay the same.
Yeah, that's really interesting. That, and just finally, mate, just remind all the listeners where they can watch Lion's Den and what you've got coming up. I imagine you've got a special one tomorrow.
Special one, departure day show, the first one where they're not going to be heading down to London, they're going to be heading to Rome, Stadio Olimpico. We're not exactly sure who we're going to get, but it's always good fun, because they kind of roll onto the bus and they turn around and they say, oh, do we fancy it today? So hopefully they'll be in good spirits, and it'll be a great show.
Brilliant, mate. Thoroughly looking forward to seeing that, and we'll catch up very soon. And mate, fingers crossed for an England win.
Absolutely.
It was the turn of Declan Rice to sit down in the diary room yesterday. What a performance from him and his midfield partner, Calvin Phillips. Both played with such confidence and composure whilst on yellow cards for long periods of the game. Here's what Dec spoke about.
Hi guys, Declan Rice here. And as you can see, this is the diary room. It's been incredible. Woke up today knackered, exhausted, reflecting on what a night it was, not only for us as the players, the manager, the staff, but the nation as well. You know, us as players, we see all the videos, we see all you guys celebrating. It gives us that extra fire in our belly to go out there and perform even more. You know, if I weren't a footballer myself, I'd be in the crowd. So I kind of understand their emotions. If we give that back to them, you know, it's us doing our job, but then they're happy at the end of the day as well. When we went 1-0 up, Raz done a celebration that made us run around the half the stadium. We were all chasing him round. And the managers just said we need to stay composed, stay calm. And obviously, we looked up at the clock, it was 15 minutes to go, and we knew Germany were going to throw everything at us, and we knew we probably needed one more goal, and obviously that goal came, the place erupted, defended so well, we were strong, Pickers made some great saves, and in the end it was just such an amazing day, probably the best day of my career so far, if I'm being honest. You read stuff where people write you off and obviously say stuff that you're not good enough, you're coming up against people like Cruz and Goretzka and Gundogan, and they're saying that me and Cal won't be able to compete against them, and you kind of just put that to the back of your mind, but always remember it. Before the game, we both said to each other, let's just go out there and have it. And that's what we've done, being honest. And, you know, we wanted to fight for every ball. You know, it was crucial in there because it was a 2v2 in midfield. So we had to fight for every ball, every tackle, every header. And today, the boys that obviously on recovery had to come down at 11, a little quick meeting with the manager about last night, talking about the focus towards the next game, and then into recovery mode where, you know, you do stuff with Suzanne, who's like a movement coach. You then go in the pool, or you get treatment, or you do like triggers with like balls and bands. Get the balls into your hips and your glutes and your groins to release yourself. And then we also got in the pool and had a laugh as well, a bit of volleyball. I'm sure you'll be seeing that soon. Yeah, you know what? What time did we get back last night? We got back, what, quarter, was it like 11:30 now? A couple of people saying, let's get Love Island on in the physio room to watch the catch-up. Obviously, the nation's watching the games, but as well, the only other thing on the telly's Love Island. We're just kind of connected with that. The group's so together, and I think in a tournament situation like this, it's so important. Annoying not to have Mace around, obviously, the situation. 10 days isolation. Went really quick, actually, compared to when we see him. And then, obviously, yeah, went into the isolation period, then come out. It actually went really quick. But then, obviously, Shorey stepped up, and we're really good mates, me and Luke. So, yeah, he stepped up and played a big part in Mace's absence. For us as midfielders, knowing that you have that behind you, you can go about your work. And I think it's just in your mind, knowing positions to take up, being two steps ahead of where you think the ball's going to go and trying to put yourself in a position. It's like a skill, really, of reading where the ball's going to go. We know in our minds the objective, what we want to do as a team, and we know what's there. You know, it's in our hands. You know, it's only down to us to go out there and put in a performance.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Yesterday, I had the pleasure of catching up with midfielder and vice-captain Jordan Henderson. What a brilliant professional he's been on and off the pitch for a number of years now. Here's what we spoke about. I'm pleased to say joining me on the official England podcast now is Liverpool captain, one of the most experienced members of the England squad, and of course a man who recently received an MBE. It is, of course, Jordan Henderson. Jordan, thank you so much for joining us. How are you doing, mate?
Very good, thanks.
It is, of course, 2 days after the match. So just tell us what's been going on in camp today.
Well, for the lads that played the other day, it was quite light session for them. The lads that didn't play done a little bit more. So it was a decent session. But just preparing for the game Saturday as best we can.
Before we talk about the game on Saturday, which is obviously such a huge game, I just wanted to get your thoughts on the England-Germany match. I was lucky enough to be there, and it was just an incredible occasion. You've obviously achieved so much in your career and won some huge trophies. I just wonder where that day ranked for you in terms of everything you've achieved, because it was just such a special atmosphere at Wembley, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a great day. It was probably the best atmosphere I've heard at Wembley, even though it was only, I think, 45,000. Yeah. It was a great atmosphere, and I think the lads helped with that in terms of the performance, which the crowd came with us, and yeah, it makes a big difference. It makes a big difference, and hopefully if we can do our job and we can get a good performance and a good result Saturday, we can go back there. But the focus is on Saturday. That's all the focus is on. You know, it's a big test, a big game. And that'll be difficult. So we need to be at 100% if I want to get through to the next round.
Yeah, there were so many great videos and pictures and memes and everything from that day. There's a lovely video of you celebrating with Gareth as Harry Kane scores. It just emphasises the team spirit, which every player I've spoken to has said how good it is. I just wanted to wonder what was going through your head and your emotions when that goal hit the back of the net and that embrace that you had with Gareth, because the fans loved seeing that.
Yeah, listen, we are very close as a group of players, and when you don't play, it can be difficult. But when you come to a match day, everyone's in it together. And you can see the celebrations of the subs on the touchline when the first and the second goal went in. Yeah. That's really important, especially in a tournament football. You need everybody, and that's certainly been the case in this tournament so far. So that needs to continue, because you never know when you need it, and you need to be ready for when you need to come on to make an impact. And when you're not playing, you need to support the lads that are and try and help them as much as possible within the game, or half-time and before the game. So... yeah, really positive. You know, it was a fantastic performance, but we haven't achieved anything yet, and we've still got a long way to go. So full focus on Ukraine, who, like I say, it'll be a really difficult test. And anybody that says that it won't be delusional, really. It's I know people will say, well, we've beat Germany and Ukraine. Now, you can't underestimate the importance of this game and how... good of a team Ukraine and how hard it'll be against them. So we're fully prepared and fully aware of that, and we just need to go out there and give absolutely everything again, and hopefully that's enough to get us through.
It's interesting because Gareth Southgate was our guest on yesterday's podcast, and he said exactly that obviously a lot's been made in the media that England have beaten Germany and now it's Ukraine, but you can't get carried away and you need to remain focused. So is that something that's been spoken about a lot within camp, that, you know, there are no easy games at this stage of the tournament and it can't be taken lightly?
Yeah, definitely. There's no easy games at all, like you say, within this tournament, for sure. Within football in general, really, it's always going to be difficult. And especially when you get to the knockout stages of European Championships, now quarterfinal. You've seen Ukraine, I think not so long ago, beat Portugal. So, I think it'll be it's a totally different test for us as a team. And we need to prepare for that, and we need to make sure we're ready, not only physically but mentally as well.
Jordan, it's interesting hearing about, obviously, focus is now on the next game, as it quite rightly should be. Do you as players get enough time to actually appreciate what happened the other night, or do you have to just focus on the next game? Because Gareth said that he was almost a party pooper straight away in the dressing room, saying, right, this is done now, we have to look ahead. So are nights like Tuesday ones that you don't get a chance to celebrate until really after the tournament?
Yeah, I'm probably the biggest party pooper out of everyone, to be
honest.
Are you?
Really?
But listen, you got to enjoy winning games as well. Yeah. And in the dressing room after the game, of course, it was a nice feeling, and you've got to enjoy them moments. But I feel like when you walk out the dressing room, the focus is definitely on the next game. And that's how it needs to be right up until the very end. So, yeah, we've still got a big game, a big test ahead of us, and that's all the focus is on. You can't dwell on what's happened, you know, and that goes for when it's not a good performance. You can't get too low about it. When it is a really good performance, you can't get too high. You've got to try and keep a balance and an even balance, and just continue to focus on what's important and what we can control, and that is performance. From start to finish on Saturday, it needs to be at a high level if we want to get through to the semi-final.
Yeah, it's a bit more of a light-hearted question, this, but Gareth did reveal to me that on the on the coach's team bus on the way back, that Marge was on the decks and was playing 80s music on the way back. I just wonder, because obviously you're on different coaches, what was being done on the coach back to St George's Park? Did you have Sweet Caroline on repeat or not?
No, there was, to be honest, on the front of the bus, there's a few of us. With Tyrone Mings was on the decks there.
Was he?
On at the back, I'm not sure who was on their music, but at the front, yeah, Mingsy was banging out some tunes, to be fair.
Love that. What was he playing?
Mostly old school R&B.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Okay, nice. And I've got to pick up on a few things that we've seen today in training. One of the clips you put from England's social media channels, don't mind a finishing drill now and again. You had your shooting boots on today, didn't you?
Yeah, I think that was yesterday. But yeah, it's nice, you know, to do a little bit of shooting now and again, shooting drill when the lads that didn't play the other night. So just a bit of fun at the end of training, and... yeah, there was a couple of nice strikes in there.
Yeah, well, weren't they? And the other thing that I've almost, a lot of people want me to ask you, the other video that we saw doing the rounds was water volleyball. And a lot of people are asking if Declan Rice was wearing leopard print Speedos. So can you confirm if that is true?
I think it is true, actually. I think,
is
but
it?
I don't think
these are the questions our listeners want to know. Can
to
you
be
believe?
Fair, I don't think it was just him. I think, like,
was
I think everybody had some naughty budgie smugglers on, didn't they? Yeah, so
naughty.
Yeah, I think everybody had a different pattern or different whatever. So yeah, Deck might have had the leopard ones on.
I love the way you said that. And it's a question I've been asking all your players. I just wonder what Jordan Henderson's doing in his downtime, because it does look class how much has been put on at St George's Park, and that's really important, isn't it? I just wonder what you are doing to keep yourself busy on what is a long tournament.
Yeah, they've done a great job at St George's. You know, we've got a basketball court, darts, table tennis, pool, couple of films that have been put on the big screen and stuff like that in the afternoons for the lads to watch. Now Love Island started, there's a little screening on a night time when we're getting treatment for that. So there's a few bits and bobs that we've been keeping ourselves busy doing. So yeah, it's nice to spend some time outside when you finish training together and play some games or whatever, or watch a film. It's good to get that sort of bonding time in as well.
Yeah, a couple of lads have said to me you're one of the best at darts. Are you the darts king in the England team, would you say?
Not sure I'm the king, but I'm okay.
Okay. I love the way you answer that modestly. I wanted to speak to you as well about how you see your responsibility as one of the senior players, because it's such a young squad and a lot's made about how many players are making their tournament debut, although a lot of the young players seem absolutely fearless in this tournament. But do you and Harry and Jordan and players like that have a responsibility? Do you knock on people's doors and give them advice for what is their first tournament? How does it work?
Not really. I feel like we have got a lot of young players, but at the same time, I feel as though they've played in a lot of big games and they have big game experience as well. So they know what's expected. You know, they know every day the level of training that it needs to be. I see a lot of lads in the gym and stuff before training and after training, which is good. The training has been really good so far, and that needs to continue right through till the end of the tournament. But yeah, everybody's pushing each other. Everybody wants to play, of course. But at the same time, everybody's together, and that's the most important thing. Like I said before, when you're in a tournament and you're with each other all the time. But in terms of speaking to the young lads, yeah, of course, I'll speak to certain people that if I feel as though I can help them in any way. But at the same time, I feel as though there's so many good young players anyway that they just need to continue doing what they're doing.
And let's look ahead to the game. Of course, as we alluded to earlier, Ukraine in Rome on Saturday night. It's the first match away from Wembley with obviously less fans. So how much of an impact will that have? What sort of challenge will that possess?
Well, it's a different challenge to what we've been used to over the past few weeks with it being at Wembley. So, yeah, maybe the atmosphere won't be as good, or there might be less fans in the crowd and things like that. But you've got to try and create your own atmosphere and your own intensity on the pitch, and that's going to be important. And just focus on the game. You know, I think a lot of us will be used to playing without any fans within the past year or so anyway. So it's nothing new. And we've just got to go out there, put on a real good performance. And if we do that, then we'll have a good chance of getting through to the semi-final.
Obviously, you're a key member of the World Cup squad, Jordan. Are you starting to see parallels? Because when I walked out of Wembley, one of the overriding emotions that I felt after the Germany game was I haven't seen so many people in this country that happy for such a long period of time. The whole nation seems to be really embracing this tournament. Are you starting to sense that something special is happening, and are there parallels that you're seeing from the World Cup in Russia?
Well, you can see the excitement and the joy that it brings when you do win to the nation, really. And we could see that in Russia from afar. When we're winning games and getting further through the tournament, how much joy that was bringing to people. So, yeah, a little bit similar this time round. But, yeah, we've still got a long way to go, and we can't get carried away. Like I said, we haven't achieved anything yet. So we've got to keep our feet on the ground and just keep putting in good performances and trying to progress through to the next round. But, of course, it's nice to put smiles on people's faces, especially with what's happened in the last 18 months. So football can change people's moods drastically and help with that. So it's been real positive so far, and we need to try and continue to do that.
It's my last question, really. It's just really what I wanted to say, if you had a specific message to fans. And it's just amazing hearing that just how away you are of players, of just what, I suppose, what success in this tournament could do for the mood of this country after such a tough couple of years. So I just wondered, finally, what your message would be to all the fans that will be watching this huge game on Saturday night.
Well, I think they've been amazing. You know, I think at Wembley the other day made a real difference and a real big impact. And I know that's going to be more difficult when we're in Rome. But the lads will give it everything to get through to the semi-final, and hopefully we can do that. But I'm sure with everybody will be supporting back here, watching it on the big screens, and hopefully we can make the nation proud and come back with a win.
Brilliant. And Jordan, just from all of us here, congrats on everything you're doing on and off the pitch as well. Of course, you've got your MBE, so that, I imagine that was a particularly proud day for you as well. So thank you very much for joining us. And on behalf of us all the best for the next game.
Cheers, Smithy. Thank you.
You're listening to the official England podcast.
Well, that's the end of extra time and penalties today, as it was such a jam-packed episode. It was fantastic speaking to Jordan Henderson, an incredible leader and role model within the camp. We'll be back tomorrow on match day to look ahead to England against Ukraine in Rome. We'll be joined by Ukrainian football expert Andrew Todos, who will be giving us his insight into the Ukrainian team ahead of kickoff. And of course, we'll have another huge name joining us as well. Trust me, you won't want to miss it. Remember to subscribe to the podcast so you get a daily nudge whenever a new episode goes live. Pretty sweet deal that, isn't it? All that's left for me to say is see you tomorrow. Stay safe and come on, England.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.